your whole life in front of you. But
hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 199 of the Just Us Geeks podcast, one away from the big 200. Make sure you go check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. If you go and you follow us on Facebook, you can find out about episode 200, which is happening in just a few days. So get all the good event details over at facebook.com/JustUsGeeks and come hang out with us live as we play some trivia. It'll be super fun. You won't want to miss it, I guarantee. Also go to Twitter at JustUsGeeks and Instagram, same thing. Good stuff. You want to follow along, I promise. This week's episode's a little different. As we're getting ready for 200, we decided we would do something a little fun for ourselves. So Logan, Matt, James, and Ian and I went to a local Escape the Room place here in town. We figure that you all have played those games on your phone where you have to get out of a room via a series of puzzles and all kinds of good stuff like that. So our friends at Corinth Escape Rooms had us come in, and we'd gone last weekend to check out one of the rooms, and we didn't quite make it out. Very disappointed. So we went back, and James and Logan did not go with us last weekend, so we let them go, and we let them sort of find their way through the room that we did not get to escape, and it's pretty fun. So what you're going to hear for episode 199 is the geeks breaking out of an Escape the Room place here in Corinth. So thanks to those guys for having us. It was super fun. Make sure you check out Extra Geeky, where we tackle another room and it has a different result. So you want to check that out. But this is going to be a fun, small little episode where it's a little different. But next week we're coming back with a live show with a great audience. We hope you'll be a part of it. Play some trivia, all kinds of good stuff. So go check out that event over on Facebook. Check it out in the details here of the podcast episode. And you know what? Do us a favor and go for our 200th episode. If you've never given us a review on iTunes, go over there and give us a 5-star review. Follow us on social media. Tell us that you hate us or you love us, whatever. We just want to hear from you. We hope that you've enjoyed following along with us for these last almost 200 episodes. If you've done that, we know several of you have, so keep doing it. Hope you enjoy episode 199 of the Justice Geeks podcast. We really look forward to seeing you next week for the big 200. But where we're going to pick right up is with the lot of us walking into our escape room at the Shamrock Hotel. And the violence in my theme music is silence. They made a curtain call and took a bow when I was done. So am I still living this script? Handcuffed to act one. She's gone and there is enough.
Oh my god.
There's a Creed CD.
It's Logan. Creed. Okay, Shamrock Hotel. Welcome, guests. Room 776 is a unique room here at the Shamrock Hotel. Mr. Fred Vigool was the last guest to stay in this room. He checked in one night, but never checked out. Mr. O'Doul was a very special guest, and we tried to meet his every request. He asked for 3 bottles of water and a blue deck of playing cards to go in his room upon arrival. He always brought a picture of his dog and displayed it in the room while he visited us. Wish we could remember his dog's name. Oh well, enjoy your stay. Oh yes, lights out at 11. Thanks, Management Shamrock Inc. Dial 1 for H... housekeeping, dial 2 for K, kitchen, dial 3 for E, emails, dial for emails, dial 4 for Y, yellow pages.
Do you get them in binary? Is that what it is?
It's just a fax noise.
Okay, so James is picking up a picture of a dog. And remember, if it has
a pink sticker,
you don't
move it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't do anything.
Fred O'Doul, he is from Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin.
The city of Dublin and the state of Ireland.
The state of Ireland.
Okay, well, this picture of this dog is actually a card.
Yeah, I discovered that.
And it says, hope you have a vintage year. Happy birthday.
Break all
gift card. That's a clue.
Yeah.
Is it really?
No.
Maybe that's the dog's name. Gift card.
Gift card.
Yeah, you should look for the dog's name.
Gift card.
I want to name my dog gift
card. Hey, there's another one of those sacks.
Oh. So
I love a good
Logan
sack.
Found a sack.
Logan everybody. Found a gun case with a what kind of lock on it?
It's a letter lock on it. Four letters.
Four letters. It was my understanding that everyone was going to get it free.
Shredder's Bible.
I was like, can we get a deal on that? And he was like,
oh yeah.
That's fine, a deal.
You said a deal.
I'll let you.
Yeah.
Like, I'll let you. That's a deal.
Okay.
He probably had to do that for, you know, boss reasons.
Totally cool. I mean, I'm still going to let him in the movie for free. It's not that big of a deal.
James, what are you looking at over here?
Looking at these bicycle cards.
Did you look at them or did you just open them?
I opened them up and kind of fanned through them.
I'm not trying to give you a hint or anything, but you should probably look at all the cards.
Name is...
Hart.
Name is...
Ace.
Hi.
My name is...
The dog's what? Name is Ace?
The dog's name is Ace, sir. Or heart. It's the Ace of Hearts is the card. The is...
It's a good dog name.
Heart.
Ace of Hearts. This is my dog, Ace
this
of Hearts.
Ace
Hearts.
Code. Dogs that...
This isn't the
Logan,
clock.
I've got a clue.
Oh.
Logan. Don't do that yet.
Don't do it, Logan.
Don't do it.
Logan.
Don't do it.
Stop.
You know where that is when you need it.
I know.
Hey guys, a bill just came to the
under the door.
To the today, Junior.
$20.
For what?
$20
for
read the bill.
Full bed for 1 hour. They only have it for an hour. Oh.
It's one of them.
And 3 bottle of water.
Matt is gyrating on the bed. It's pretty gross.
Hey, periodic table of elements.
Okay, watching. I know that by heart.
They're watching me, dude.
You know this?
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't know that.
Okay, look. Did you look at all these drawers? What's in these drawers?
Hey, I'm just gonna...
What's that?
Guns.
Is it a gun?
Jake code.
Is it a gun?
Dog's name is Jake. That
I don't know.
Is the code. Jake.
Dog's name is
hey,
Jake. That is the code.
Oh, look what this thing says. It says...
There's another one.
I'm sorry, I found something. Sorry, I'm trying to help you.
You're being a jerk.
Well, you're being a jerk. I'm going to sit in this chair.
Okay, it's not Jake here, that's for sure.
Jake's that chair's probably got something to do.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Get up out of the dadgum chair.
Get up out of the dadgum chair.
That's a country song
if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Hello.
What are you talking about?
Move, get up.
There's no, this chair has nothing
get
to
up.
Do with the puzzle.
Oh my god.
It's got a pink sticker on there. It's got a pink sticker on it.
It doesn't.
It have a pink sticker on
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
No.
It does not. Get yeah. up.
It does have a pink sticker.
Matt, will you be polite and get up out of James's clue chair?
Okay, look, it's a chair. Congratulations.
It's apparently a clue chair.
Well, I turned that on.
You shall not make unto yourself any grave images.
Whoa, what? That's different.
Maybe that's just there by accident.
Jerk.
So we're in this hotel room. Logan and James are currently searching for clues. There are several boxes that are locked with a variety of other locks in them. Ian,
it confuses me because there's two doors in here, but this one doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it, does it?
Needs a cleaning.
So, we will say that Ian, Matt, and I, and assorted ladies did this particular room.
assorted
we
ladies.
We did this particular room with assorted ladies.
It's numbers.
And so, we sort of know the outcome to this.
Mm-hmm.
Not completely.
Not completely.
Foam.
How do you okay, feel that they're doing?
Right now, I feel like their pace, they're finding things, but I feel like their pace is a little bit slow at this point.
It is.
Because...
Yeah.
You shall not make unto yourself any graven images.
What makes this room so hard is the sheer number.
It's Bible.
Of,
is that in the Bible?
Of puzzles there are to solve.
There are lots of puzzles. There are multiple rooms.
But they are all very, very good, well thought out puzzles.
Yeah.
Very well thought out.
The Ten Commandments.
I think that they're starting to get the idea. Because I remember when we walked in here the other day, I think you and I had the right strategy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Find everything that we can,
Exodus.
Put it all out on the bed,
and then go from there.
And then just go from there.
And Matt, under the roof. Matt, what do you think about that? Do you think that, like,
heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or is in the water under the
in the water?
In the water? In the water?
Ooh, so they're thinking of stuff that we didn't think of.
Nope, nothing in the water.
No.
Mm, that's why they thought of it, because it's wrong. We're just going to point and laugh this whole time. What if them two idiots solve it?
And the
seven of us couldn't do it?
I will retire from Corinth escape rooms.
It's just the Ten Commandments are mine.
We'll escape no more.
So we have all these boxes.
James, I assure you there's nothing else in this chair.
Are you sure? Are you going to lie to me?
I'm not.
I wouldn't lie to you.
I would never.
I won't lie to you.
Let's sell you some cars.
Remember, guys, that if you need to ask questions, you can do so here.
Oh, there's some pages that are marked here in the Irish to English dictionary.
Oh, cool.
What do you say that's in...
Hey, what's that crazy writing on the wall over there? What language is that?
Spanish.
It is Spanish.
Matt's sitting over here in this chair like Dick Van Dyke, just cackling.
Matt is like an evil scientist right now that has just placed two random men in a torture room.
This sounds...
And he's just...
Sexy.
Logan has a good idea.
Logan.
It's Logan. He's using his brain.
He's got ideas. It's Logan.
He's using his brain.
If I were to hide something in this room...
What kind?
Where would I hide it?
My keys!
Logan can drive away. Nope.
Okay, so that's the...
Did you get... Did you put that back in there?
Has no... Because it says what kind of is what I've figured out.
Hey, you don't... There, no, there's nothing. No.
You can flip mattress?
No. There was a big pink piece of tape on it the other day.
Yeah, actually, across the... Actually, on the end of it. I don't know why they took that off.
I don't know. Maybe we missed something because there's not any pink tape on it now.
No, I found a box under the bed.
Yeah.
Did they find it already?
I guess so. Well, that's going to get them nowhere.
I was so
Logan has made it.
Logan has made it to the second room. It's a tiny
room.
Oh! There's a black light. What to do with a black light?
Check the sheets.
He went to the wrong room. He did go to the wrong room. What are y'all whispering?
That those sheets are probably really dirty. Oh, what does the picture do? Look at that. That looks kind of cool. Nothing. Huh.
Hey, did you open this picture?
No, I didn't open it.
There's nothing. Don't open the picture. What is this? Oh, this is one of those keypad things. Room key.
Logan is searching in the dark. Yes. And it is a... Logan has found a lockbox on the wall that requires some kind of code.
And you can't repeat the numbers.
Yeah, you can't, because it's...
Okay. Yeah. No duplicates.
You can, actually.
Actually, you can.
James is searching.
I've been here before.
James is searching behind a... behind
the rules. What's this box? No, that's not it.
Look. Yeah, there's another box.
I mean, we saw that box, but, you know...
Let's see, Logan. Maybe we should go in here, bud.
There's some TP filter.
Oh, Logan has found literal writing on the wall.
Whoa!
Logan, what did it say?
It said filter.
Filter?
Thou shalt not steal.
All right, so we've got two of the Ten Commandments.
Ian, when you're doing something like this, now that we've done this one, how tough is it to miss obvious things, like right in front of your face?
Standing in here the second time, I'm sitting here going...
We were
dumb.
You
look back on it, and you're like, well...
We're stupid.
The problem with... I think it's the human condition, but you focus on the stuff that doesn't matter.
Right.
Like... You're in here focusing on these little bitty small things when we should have done this part so much sooner.
Yeah.
And
how many of them are gonna say look under phone?
You Logan? Can turn the light off to get that.
Yeah, Logan, it's a blue light.
You can shine that on that and it glows. It's
okay, well, we don't want to tell you what to do, Professor. You're the one doing this.
Filter. What does filter mean?
Did you look at everything over there?
239.
239. Let's try all of our locks.
Oh my god, we have freaking 100 of them.
You mean to get this one for you?
I'll get this one for you.
You want a tea set? You want some tea?
Want some mule glasses?
I'm going to play housekeeping and pick up these.
I think so too. I'm just going to kind of look and make sure that I think that these discovered everything.
I don't think they put a camera in this room.
Yeah.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
You got that one?
Yep.
Oh.
All right, so...
Logan has opened a box.
Logan is opening a box for the first time in his life.
He's Logan.
Okay.
Another one. You shall not commit adultery.
Okay, so we got some commandments.
So tell them what three commandments you have found so far.
You shall not commit adultery. You shall not make unto yourself any graven images. You shall not steal.
This is every damn Creed CD.
Yeah.
It is the Creed.
Actually, it's just the...
only two that sound exactly the same. But they sound exactly the same.
Scott Stapp one.
They don't have the good CD. What's the good CD? My Own Prison.
Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
Cry out to God on a hill.
Here's another filter.
Decision.
I will say that we did stand in this room going, it's Logan. He's playing the game.
Come on.
It's Logan. He'll open the box.
Oh, you found a matching word.
Yeah, I don't think it does anything.
Under filter, nope. Keep that in mind.
Is there a radio? Can we play this CD?
That would have been great if there was.
Hey, a robe.
Check the robe.
Let me just lock him back in there.
What's in this drawer?
You guess. Yeah.
What's in this drawer?
What's behind this picture?
So, again, as I'm sitting here watching it, I'm reminded of how easy it is
just to overlook things.
Yeah.
I think when you get in a situation like where you're put in a puzzle like this, everything seems important, but it also seems very unimportant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe that's the beauty of like crafting the room,
like that phone book.
Yeah.
Seems like it would be important, but there's a million numbers in there.
It could be. Maybe
could
it's not.
Every single one
you
of
could
them.
Try it. Or maybe it means nothing.
Got one.
Oh!
What was that one?
James 17.
It was what?
317.
Ah, the date on the calendar.
Out. Very good.
Very good.
Suitcase.
Uh-oh.
It is a key to open up the suitcase that is on the wall. It's gonna open. All right, James is opening the suitcase with a tiny lock. He is gonna open it.
Why it's connected to somebody's room? I don't know.
Some clothes.
James has found some clothes. Some really inappropriate clothing for an old man.
Sock.
Another sock.
Cool pajamas.
So I got,
this guy
shirt.
Was styling. Let me say.
He's a pirate.
This was leisure.
Yeah, he's a pirate.
This was actually leisure shoot Larry.
Leisure
suit Larry.
Leisure shoot.
Now you already found that.
Okay. Laser shoot Larry.
You know, you can open that thing all the way up, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, why?
Open it up. Check the lighting.
Open that shit up.
Yep.
We're still. Oh, it's another commandment. You shall have no gods before me.
So we're breaking out of Christ's tomb.
Apparently.
Right.
All right. So we've got 4 out of 10 commandments.
Yep.
This was apparently a very religious man that lived a life that seemed very unreligious.
Non-religious.
And he had a room key.
Inside the room. His key was in the room. How did he get in the room?
Is this what Jesus had to do before he got out?
What would Jesus do?
It was a big stone.
Do you think God just made a really fun escape room for him in the tomb?
Friend,
I don't think God the Father made an escape room for Christ to get out of the tomb.
Friend with weed.
He's like,
is
you've got 3 days.
No.
code lock. A 5-digit code lock?
I don't think there is one.
Okay. I'm going to get these lyrics and I'm just going to sing Creed.
Hello, my friend.
Are you, like, screwing with this right now?
No.
No, he's singing Creed.
No, I just want to sing Creed.
Logan's looking in. What you looking for, bud?
Looking in the teepee.
Logan found some teepee, got some hangers.
Suit hangers.
You got some hangers.
I'm kind of wondering if I should dial any of these
numbers. The phone is dead. I've already went over there and...
You have?
Logan looked for the phone.
The news today seems my life is gonna change.
Okay.
Close my eyes.
Come here, Ian. How many?
Begin to pray.
How many boxes do they still have on the bed?
One. The unlocked or the
locked?
Locked. 1, 2, 3
Down my face.
4
And Logan has picked up a phone.
4, 5, 3, 9
How did you figure that out, Logan?
Welcome to this place.
He's looking at the, is that Jake?
Huh?
Yeah. Oh. Spelling something with the keypad. I'm going to put this back over there. Or on top there.
When dreaming.
Matt's just going to sing random Creed lyrics.
I'm guided to another world. Time and time.
How we doing on time?
Sunrise. I fight to stay asleep.
What do I need to do?
Because I don't want to leave the comfort.
Just look for any kind of numbers right now.
I can't concentrate because Matt's over there singing.
Matt, stop singing.
Not doing anything to help out the problem.
Because there's a hunger.
Don't sing, Matt. Don't sing.
I'm too scared.
Matt says, I'm going to add an extra layer of challenge to this for you guys.
Just so you know, it's been about 15 minutes.
So let's go there.
We've done that.
Let's make our escape. Come on, it's Logan. Let's ask if he's gay.
All right, Logan.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so you got the cards out. It says, dog's name is Jake. That is the code.
Yeah, but which code?
Okay, how many codes do you have that could fit?
What, a 4-letter? Don't give them too much now.
Oh, I'm not.
Could be 9 digits.
It could be any number of digits.
It could be a million digits.
It could be a million digits.
It could be at least...
behind this painting?
Or at the most 9.
Yeah.
Yes, James has checked behind the painting. We have a 38834 book here.
1014. Remember that. Honestly.
A Guide to Corinth.
Garden Leisure Spa Series.
Why would he come to Corinth, man? That's just...
this is bad form.
I made that logo.
Oh, you made the logo?
I made the, like, 10 logos in that book.
Well, it sucks. It's a crappy logo.
The Vicari logo's crappy?
Oh, look.
No.
It's just a V. For Vendetta.
Okay.
Bingo, now he's purposely hiding clues.
Yep.
I insulted his
I'm name. The one that could have provided you answers.
I think that you do awesome work.
Thanks, James. I see what you're doing now.
I will touch your butt and be with you.
Nope. No hey shorts
guys,
on.
The clock is ticking. Your penis is.
Yeah, we'll say it's been about 20 minutes. Remember, you can ask questions.
Well, I'm just... like, Logan's just kind of running around. I don't know what his purpose
maybe
is.
Maybe you
right
should
now.
Game plan together.
You got 24 minutes. Yeah, Logan, let's... come up with a plan. What are we looking for here?
Numbers.
We're looking for numbers. Numbers.
And so, again, right now they're looking for numbers. When there are four, I believe we counted 4 different lockboxes that they could unlock.
Yeah,
I think it is you infatuate or you solely focus on one.
Well, that's horrible. We can't read that on the podcast.
I can't. The top one.
So I got some. So got some lock boxes. Got
how do you
some,
do that to a solid white?
And
dog?
I think again that was probably the benefit.
You're
of,
racist.
Yeah,
I think that was the benefit of us having multiple people in here. Yeah. We could have multiple people working on different things. But I think...
I don't know. Because, see, I think if you work together, like, if... Sort of what we did was, like, we found everything.
Yeah.
And we put it in one location, and then we looked through it all. Everything that we could find, we did, and we looked through it all, and we went from there.
But I would agree. But it would be like, how many people did we have when we did it? Five?
Five.
So, to me, it becomes like too many cooks in the kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, the minimum, they say suggested to have four people.
Yeah.
And we're doing it with two, so...
You guys are doing...
Yeah,
but we're... You guys have said it yourself, we're behind, so...
It took us
40 minutes to open that door.
Yeah, it did.
Seriously. Yeah, but we're nowhere near being done. We opened the door because you guys told us what that said, so we're like, oh.
No, we didn't.
Well,
You do get a question
if you need help. You can write them a question like I did. Yeah.
We ain't proud. You can ask a question.
Yeah.
Ain't too proud to beg?
Ain't too proud to beg.
Hey, hold on. Where's his, that little business card that was in the suitcase?
It's back in the suitcase.
That may have a clue to something.
What is highlighted there?
Fred.
I think that's just...
What's his name?
Fred O'Doul.
Dublin
2. Oh, God, I bet he tastes terrible.
How is he an Irishman that doesn't drink?
There's no such thing.
There is no such thing.
Under the filter.
Dog's name is Jake. That is the code.
Code to what?
I don't know, Matt.
I don't either.
What do you have?
You guys have made it further than we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I will say, we talked it out a lot.
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of talking.
Why can't there be 30 days in every month? Words of wisdoms. Mm. Always read the fine print. Beware of your surroundings. Read the writing on the wall.
We read the writing on the wall.
Tuesday's lunch. Corned beef and cabbage.
Mushroom
soup. Shamrock salad, mushroom soup, berries, tea. 776 Green Key. Exodus 20, 4 out of 10.
Oh, we've got 4 out of them. Yeah, we've got that.
H2O Hotel. H2O Hotel lobby closes at 11.
We've got 3.
Number.
Four.
Number times 3 bottles equals number.
Looking at some writing on the back of on the back of a notepad.
H2O 1, so that's 2. 0, 8, 10, 30.
What? You guys are doing great.
Matt's here for Morals Point.
H2O, that's the periodic table. Obviously.
H is 1.
1.
O is what?
Guys, it's water. It's H2O.
So it's H2, so that's 2.
So 2?
08 is 10 total. 10 weight.
Times 3.
Oh, no. 128 times 3.
Can you do a little math? Maybe it will help you open up one of the boxes. 384.
I'll take this one.
Okay.
Let's see, what I'm noticing now is a much better
collaboration between the two.
Because there's just two.
Yeah.
Nope, that's nothing. Not it. I don't know where you got your numbers.
Maybe from. You should check your math. It might be a little bad.
The 30 days in every month.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Very, very important. Gentlemen, what have done this one? Let's go powwow in the other room for a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, we could do the 16.
Let's go powwow in this room.
Oh, wait, hold on.
That would be 216 times 3.
What?
Which would be 8, carry the 1, 48. 648.
Let me
try that out.
648?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. You can even shut the freaking door.
I think they're pretty much done in here. And here's the other thing.
We spent 40 minutes getting into this room.
Getting into this
because thing. because of operational error. Right, we figured out the code to get in here. We just apparently were not.
It was a technical.
We were.
We
not,
just didn't. We didn't put like we didn't like turn the lock all the way.
Yeah, right. Correctly. And now I'm realizing how little this room actually had to do in the bigger picture of things. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately
he gave you a combination and
one more Ten Commandment.
Yeah.
But the biggest clue, I'm starting to wonder now if we actually would have gotten out. Because the biggest clue.
I don't know.
The biggest question, the 30 days. Yeah. I don't know if I can be honest and say I don't think I would have figured that one out.
Probably not.
No, there's no way.
But like they're having difficulty with the simple math and the code.
Well,
and I think that's because of time.
But they're on the right path. What they haven't realized is they need to look at the hotel bill receipt to get that code. Mm-hmm. They're looking at the water bottles and they're thinking they're on the right path, which is exactly what we did.
That's what they want you to do.
Yeah.
They still have not gotten, and I don't think they're going to get. That is the code.
Yeah, they
not
still haven't got that one too.
That
yeah.
is the code. And if they don't get that, they can't get out of here. Mm.
So we had that figured out pretty early.
Yeah, we did.
Jake is bullshit.
Yeah, Jake is a red herring.
He asked for 3 bottles of water and a blue duck of playing cards to go in his room on arrival. He always brought a picture of that.
Did the bottles?
No, we did not figure out the bottles.
Okay. So what are you working on now?
James, I need you to calm down.
We're reviewing.
I need you to fucking shut up.
Timestamp it.
I don't have anything to okay, timestamp it. Gov will listen.
It was 9:31.
While he is working.
We're trying to figure out the bottle of water.
Does Logan is writing a question. Does Jake correspond to a number?
Fair question.
Series.
It's a great question.
Slide it under the door, Logan.
Slide it in there.
He's sliding the thing.
Slide it on.
So Logan has decided to use his one question.
His lifeline.
We need to figure the water out, Logan.
Yeah, I know. H2. It's going to be a 3-digit code. H equals 1, obviously. It's got to be H2O, man.
Right.
Unless they want to say 120 times 3 is 360.
Yeah.
Try 360.
If the O is literally an O. Hey, it is.
All
right. We found money. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, what'd you find there?
It's got a 7 on it.
474. It's a $4 bill.
A $4 bill with a 7 written on it.
Where's our notepad with all the clues on it?
The notepad?
The notepad.
Hey, put your phone down, Matt.
Yeah, do that. That'd be good.
Try 474.
I did. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
All right.
It's not that. There are cameras.
That you've got a 4-digit key.
It has to be 30 days in every month.
We already found that one.
We did?
That was the...
Oh.
O'Doul, written all weird, like in bubble letters. Hotel, H2 Hotel, lobby closes at 11.
Yeah, I think we saw.
You sure?
Yeah.
X is 4 out of 10.
You've got
4 out of the 10 commandments. What's the...
XX is 20.
620? Yeah.
No, 4 out of 10.
Yeah, we got 4 out of 10. That's 6 left.
What have you not opened? That. Is that the only one?
And that one, and the bag.
And the bag.
Yeah.
What if there were only 30 days in every month?
What if?
What if that were true?
Can, I'm not going to cheat this one, because you can cheat it.
Yeah, don't cheat it.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what if there were...
Ho-ho! More money!
So you got money, but you probably do need to look in the other one.
Wow. I didn't even think about that one in there. I'd forgotten all about that one.
Yeah, I didn't remember it even being in there.
So we've got more money. 7.
Logan, you have a 4-digit combination. Is it digit or?
It's letters, but Jake is not the... I never got my clue back.
We did. We submitted a clue. Logan submitted a clue and did not get it back.
What do these cards say over here?
Oh, well, look.
Oh.
Oh, hey, we got a
clue. We got a response.
No, that is the answer. Jake is the answer to something.
Okay.
Well done, guys.
Well, that didn't help anything, then.
Well, I was looking to see if it corresponded to a number series or if it was its own.
Yeah.
That was an important question for me.
I have no idea what you're doing. So.
I'm actually very impressed with how much they've been able to accomplish.
Communicate with each other.
Jake,
what are your four-digit numbers you're working on? This is another four-digit number.
I need y'all to...
5253.
Yeah.
That's what this is set to, 5253.
Oh.
So you've tried that on this one.
You tried on this one?
It doesn't correspond to a number, so...
Jans?
There's no K in the center one. I just want to scream.
I know. But you can't. You can't do it.
Well, give us some clue.
That's important. Read this carefully.
Read the question and read the answer.
Dear guest, if you're stuck on a clue and need a hint, just write your question on this. Does Jake correspond to a number series? No, that is the answer.
Jake is the answer.
No is the answer.
Oh. Okay, so no, Jake does not correspond to a number series.
Don't look at me with your stupid face, Matt.
I can't help how stupid my face looks. It's how it looks.
Matt has a naturally stupid face.
Yes, he does.
Give us a clue, then.
There, you were holding it in your hand.
No, it's not an answer.
You're holding the answer in your hand.
You literally are holding
this
the answer.
This is hotel director.
That is the answer in your hand.
You have something weird in your hair, like some weird fuzz.
No,
you have,
that
you
is fun. The
answer. I gotta put this flashlight down before I break there.
Oh, before you break us.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Excuse me,
you
internet.
You done killed us.
Shot it down.
That. What's the time? I'm gonna check.
That.
THAT.
What?
That.
That is the answer?
Ha! They got it!
Uh-huh. But where's the one that has
T-H-A-T.
The...
THAT. 8428.
What you got there?
8 4
It's in that box.
No, they already opened it.
8 Not for this one.
James, what you got over there?
That was the answer.
Very good.
Good job, guys.
Very good.
All right.
Dollar bill, y'all.
So 4 7 9 or 9. Seven,
what do you four, have that is still four, not open?
This we is
have,
not open.
Try 479 on that, or 974, or 794.
479 was tried, so 974. That doesn't do it. Give me another. Was it 794?
794. There could be $4.
Nope, it's not it either.
Nope. 947.
You got approximately 8-9
nope,
minutes.
No, that's not it either. Any other combination?
I don't know. Put that down for now. That's
very close. Very close.
Are we farther than you guys?
Yes. Oh, yeah, by this point. Okay. You have more things out there.
I can no longer help you.
Not that I ever helped you to begin with.
I still don't understand why we have 4 of the 10 commandments.
Where's your little notepad? But
Exodus 20.
4 out of 10.
Ain't bad.
4 out of 10. What's Exodus?
Thou shalt not make the graven images.
4 out of 10. 204.
But no.
Exodus chapter 20,
verse 4.
4.
So
through 10.
It's the 10 commandments.
Yeah. We've got 4 of them. There's 6 left. You trying 420?
204.
420.
420. That gets you other places, but not in that box.
Come on. Try 420, dadgummit.
Matt, you in here having a drink?
This isn't my escape room.
That's escape room. Everybody just gets high.
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Hey, guys, we're being recorded.
You're welcome.
I still want to figure out, like, closes at 11. And Exodus 20... 4 out of 10.
This is going to be a horrible podcast episode.
They actually have had some discussion about us, so.
Yeah. You've got three.
We've got $12.
Well, you've got three $4 bills with the numbers 947 written on them. You have four of the Ten Commandments. One that says, you shall have no other gods before me. One that says, you shall not make unto yourself any graven images. One that says, you shall not commit adultery. And one that says, you shall not steal.
Yep.
What other clues did you have there?
That's really it, other than the stuff that's on the back of the notebook.
Odell, why can't there be 30 days in every month? Words of wisdom. Why can't there be 30 days in every month?
That's the question of the day!
Go to February.
February's before, and this...
And it's blocked.
Yeah, it's...
I will be pleased.
What if there were 30?
You know, we were going to do it.
I don't know. The year would be shorter, man. I don't... Or longer. 2 days longer.
Would it be shorter?
It would be 2 days longer.
Would it be 2 days longer? How many days would it be?
It's 367.
Are you sure?
Well, just do 30 times 12, which is 360. We've already opened that.
Go over here by Ian.
That doesn't do anything.
I didn't tell you to do
that. They may have actually already opened that one, I guess, maybe.
No.
Okay, remember these numbers.
Okay.
Two.
I'm having a hard time remembering.
Three.
Six.
Six. Two, three, six.
Right now. Hold on. Two, three. Is
two,
correct.
Three.
Two, three. Where you get?
That's the first
Where
commandment.
Where are you getting this?
The number of the commandments, the order
Seven
of the commandments.
Minutes.
One. One.
One. Two,
two.
Three, one.
No, just one, two.
One, two.
Three. No, that's not going to work. Dang. No, that is correct. I just have to do this.
One, two, what?
I
what am I...
In my head.
James showing some...
farther than we were.
Yeah, James is showing some visible frustration.
Well, I'm not getting... Like he's getting in his own head trying to figure
Logan, something out. You have to communicate with James.
It's not hard.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right, because... If you listen to Extra Geeky, you actually do hear us get out of one of these rooms.
Yeah.
And it was great. Great teamwork that helped us get out of there.
Much easier room than this one.
I will say that. The room that you hear us escape from on Extra Geeky is considerably easier.
Mickey Mouse.
I wouldn't say Mickey Mouse.
I wouldn't say it was that easy.
Like, it came down to the final countdown.
Two plus two, four. The code is four.
Europe was playing in the corner. Logan's over here writing some stuff down with his pen.
Okay. Have other gods. One. Let's see.
I'm just waiting on him to figure out what he's doing so I can do something.
Logan, what does James need to do to help you out?
Stay quiet.
You gotta love teamwork.
Yeah.
That's part of the teamwork. Stay there and shut up. And let me do my thing. And then when I need you, I'll let you know.
Then when he's wrong, it's gonna be your fault.
There was 1, 2, 7, 8. That was the number of the commandments. Try that, yeah.
5 minutes remaining.
Whoop.
Let me get that out of the way. I kind of know that it's already
done. That doesn't do anything.
Stop, man.
Shut up.
I'm trying to add attention.
It's mounting.
It's mounting.
Yeah. Because they know the time. We didn't know the time when we did this.
We didn't.
No. Like, I can remember going, there's no way 45
Press
minutes.
On.
Yeah.
We got there's 4, 7, 9.
It's sweaty.
More than usual.
There's no order to those, though. Well, no, they just have three on them.
Yeah, they all have
you
three.
Start singing Cream again?
No. No. No, 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 don't sing Cream.
Is there anything in this room?
Yeah, we've already been in there.
But there's, like, hangers. Toilet paper and a blow dryer and an iron.
Yeah, it does absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I even tried plugging one up.
Did he unplug the iron?
Yeah, the iron's not left on.
Did you try to get in here? Oh, you can't because it's deadbolted. I will be king.
What you need me to do, Logan?
I just gotta look for stuff. Anything may help.
But do you think that you've turned over everything in this room? Don't you think you found everything you can possibly find?
Pretty much. But
I mean, you're saying stuff like that, and I'm saying no because...
Ian, do me... Yeah, do that.
I can't remember.
I'm trying to remember.
I looked under the bed.
There's nothing under the bed. Even though I found a box under the bed when we did it.
Yeah.
Is the box missing?
No, I don't think so. You have all the boxes.
Maybe they put them in different spots.
No, that was all of them. There's nothing in there.
There's nothing behind the picture.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Oh, we're not going to get out, so... No. We're going to fail. So, where did you...
No, we're not. You're not done.
We're done. I mean, we don't know what we're doing. Like, we have no other clues.
Yeah. We're past where you guys were.
We think.
Yeah.
I mean, Ian's still got his look on his face like he knows...
You actually have discovered more than we did.
Don't cheat.
I'm just taking a peek, seeing if it's important.
I'm sure it's important. It's locked up.
Look under foam.
We've done that. It was right there. We got a commandment.
There's no other foam.
I don't know of any more foam.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
You got 2.5 minutes.
Into our office. No, not you.
I was coming in here regardless.
Not you, dumbass.
No, I mean, James is just... He's checking and rechecking his...
I'm proud of you, James.
No, I'm not.
You did good.
You look under the foam in the case.
If there are.
Oh my god.
Okay. James is so smart.
I'm stupid. 1, 2, 2 freaking thing. What's
this one?
12 times 30?
360.
Try 360.
We did that with the H2O though.
I thought we solved H2O.
We did. Yeah, we opened the 360 box. We got there a different route.
Okay, so your clue did not help us, sorry.
No.
Unless we're...
These cases are labeled 1 and 2.
That's going to be the last thing that we get.
Absolutely.
That's the key to get out, Logan. It's not going to come...
What are you trying? Just a bunch of numbers, or...
I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah. Do you have any rhyme or reason to the numbers you're selecting, or are you just hitting buttons?
Are you doing the 479?
Yeah, plus a third number.
Fourth number?
Yeah,
fourth.
No, I mean, it's at this point, it just seems like desperation tactics,
yeah,
which I'm not knocking.
No, you have to enter in an order, I think, so.
Yeah, they've got...
We don't have any clue, and we're out of time, pretty much, so...
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm honestly trying to remember myself, and I'm actually having a hard time.
Yeah.
But you got these sweet suspenders.
They are pretty sweet.
These drawers were cleaned out.
Did we ever solve the Bible thing? Exodus XX 20.
4 out of 10. We have 4 out of 10. That's...
Well, yeah, but you don't get a prize for getting 4 out of 10. You got to do something with it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what we need to do with it. That's...
Where's your notepad? Gods before me. I wrote down the commandments in order. There was no password out of them.
4 out of Exodus XX 4 out of 20. 776 green key. We tried 776 on that thing.
Oh God, that's it. Because it's got green on the lock.
Uh-oh.
And we're out of time.
Out of time.
There it is.
Figured out the last one.
That was not it.
Actually. No.
It's not.
That was not it.
I can't remember.
So what are y'all missing?
A lot of stuff.
We have
that
two
box
cases.
And that
box.
This box, yes, yeah. This is the red herring box, though, isn't it?
This one is a green one. 1268.
Oh, 1268.
1268? Where do you get that?
1, 2, 6, 8. If you put them in order. First commandment, second, sixth.
You are adding them together.
Yeah,
we were
adding them.
You were like doing some kind of...
No, I was doing it right. I just had them in the wrong order.
Yeah.
Black box. 2, 3, 4.
4.
Where does that come from?
2, 3, 4. Let me get it in my head. Hold on. Let me make sure this is a 2, 3, 4. And then I'll tell you. Well, that's pretty
bad. Someone's changed the lock.
There it is. Where's the phone?
The phone?
The phone.
The phone's dead, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting that adventure.
Is this only one phone in here?
Yeah. I think so.
It's your room, dude.
We're trying to get out of your room, man.
Listen, I've lost plenty of keys. No, where's the thing that comes with the phone?
Oh yeah, the bill that got slipped under the door.
Oh yes,
that's what I'm missing.
I remember that now.
Dial 1-2.
Here it is. Yeah, that was the red herring key in there.
1 for housekeeping, 2 for kitchen, 3 for emails. What does that spell?
Key.
2, 3, 4.
That's why it would be.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
I thought we were going. Anyway.
I mean, it was a red herring.
Yeah.
That
one
didn't matter.
Key.
What else?
Yeah. We are missing money.
We are missing money?
Yes, it's 5 of them.
Oh.
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 What's in this box?
That one, yeah.
That's money in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One money there.
And y'all got the other one out of here?
Yeah, we got the 2 that were in there. We cracked both of those.
We got this. We got this. Get that one out of there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4. What money do we have? 9.
9, 4, 7.
Pocket. Yes. 4. Black bag.
Uh-huh.
7. Black and silver. 3. Green box. Money number 5. Junk it out of the suitcase?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get money out of the suitcase. I got
Where'd you look in the suitcase?
Yeah, there's an extra pocket.
Oh God.
Alright, so that's
the details, man.
You look through every.
I didn't see that pocket.
Mm.
James, that's why you're a bad partner.
Well, oh my God, he's already blaming you.
Yeah, I told you.
For his own failures.
I knew he was going to blame me. He wouldn't collaborate with
me.
That's right. He was just off running, doing his own thing, so.
Well, can I get 8 on there?
Someone's changed the locks. The Keymaster.
Oh, no.
Why is it
1268? Because it's not 12, I got 1068. It's late. You got it? What the junk? There we go.
Okay.
That's where we got stuck with the door.
Yeah, we'll never get out.
And money.
Okay.
And so this is the combination.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
3, 4, 5, 9, 7.
Yeah, that's your paddle pieces.
How do you know it's 1, 2?
Well, I'm sure you just stand over there until you freaking get it right.
There it is.
Hey, Logan, you escaped.
No,
yay.
You didn't escape. But that's how you would have escaped.
I have to admit, there was enough additional clues that towards the end of it, I was trying to go, how did we supposed to get out of this room again? Like, I forgot.
Yeah.
Legit forgot. Like, I forgot that there was that many dollars in here.
Yeah.
Like, I just forgot all of it.
And think that we spent 35 minutes or more just trying to get in there.
Yeah.
Into the second room.
This one is a tough one.
This one is a tough one.
It is tough.
There's a lot of details.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get the money off that pocket.
Yeah.
That was all James.
Yeah, that was me.
I figured out how to brute force the keypad.
I figured out the key for this and then opened it up and pulled the clothes out.
I told him to check the lining, but apparently he only checked the lining. Yeah.
And I didn't even see the...
Well, you wouldn't have gotten that one anyway, so... Wouldn't have mattered.
Because then you would have played a guessing game with that last
one. Brute force the last digit.
Yeah.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah, because I was trying to brute force with 3 digits. I didn't know there'd be 5.
Mm.
Well, so we've got to experience the glorious, sweet taste of victory today, but
and
also
one and one.
The brutal, brutal, brutal punch in the gut of defeat.
Yeah.
This room defeated us. It's defeated y'all. This is a tough room.
This is a tough room.
I thought, didn't the last group get out last time y'all came?
No, we did not get out.
Oh, okay.
Remember, we had figured out the code to that room. Mm-hmm. We just were not putting the...
mush.
Right. The mush did not mush.
Is that the first thing you did when you came in?
No.
We figured out how to solve it, and then we opened it.
They did the vast majority of the work.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they let them...
They stood over there and made noises. And
had we had
song creed songs,
I think we could have...
They did not help.
Because I didn't know the order of the Ten Commandments. Ian would have just been like, boop, 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 boop.
I mean, you had the Bible there.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but they aren't, like, right next to each other.
Actually,
I tried to make my list.
One of the first things I did was pull the Bible out, and I wrote all the Ten Commandments down in order on that thing right there.
That's what I did. Because
I couldn't even tell you them. In order.
Well, that's one of the pieces a lot of people miss is putting them in order. They just like, okay, we know it's a part of the human mammoths, but that's it. They don't connect the dots.
There's so many verses between each one that it was throwing me off trying to count.
It's a difficult one, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The Creed CDs threw me off. I thought those.
Yeah. When I first came into this room, I said, this has to be a clue.
Yeah, because it's Creed.
It's Creed. That's what I said. It's Creed. There's no way you're going to put this in there and not be a...
The filter CD threw me off more because they have filter written on the wall. Okay,
no, they're on the wall. We're like, well, there's a filter CD.
Yeah.
Oh, they mean the filter. Okay.
Yeah. The coffee filter. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very much Occam's razor in
practice.
In display here because it's always the simplest answer. You're sitting over here looking at a complicated CD going, oh, it says filter on the CD. Let me flip
and
through this
a bunch
big
of numbers on the... Like,
and see, that's the thing. That's what we did in there. We just took all the answers and just laid them all out.
Yeah.
What about that when y'all...
That took them a long time.
That?
They barely even got it with that.
I can't remember who figured that out when we were in
One of the girls figured it out very quickly.
Very, very quickly.
Very quickly.
There's all these numbers on the filter CD, so we're like, it's got to be one of these numbers.
Well, we might change something to that.
No, I think that's a very...
I think that's a great clue.
Just deterrence.
Yeah,
like, because we were sitting there like going...
Well, we immediately went to the coffee filter, and we thought maybe it's a double clue or something, and we figured out the coffee filter, though. Nice. I think our mistake was finding all the boxes at one time.
Yeah. No.
So many. No, I think that was the best thing to do.
Actually. Yeah, I think that's what you should do.
Sorry, we made a mess. No, it's alright. At least y'all didn't undo the bed like a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah.
We noticed y'all took the pink tape off of the bed.
Well, I don't know why we didn't put it back on there again. I thought we figured y'all were smart enough not to undo it.
Well, I that's what I said. I was like, hey, the bed is not a thing.
Yeah, they were like, because we were about to. Enough. Yeah, it was like, nah.
But not to get out of that room, though.
Yeah, not to get out of the room. Where is Elizabeth? He's outside smoking a cig. Oh, red.
So I think... And you tell me if you had the same experience. Like, there towards the end, once they got all the stuff out, I was going,
huh.
How did we get out? How did they tell us to get out of this room?
Right.
I had forgotten.
I
remember all of those things came into play.
They didn't pull all the money out for us and connect that dot.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, as you were finding the money, I was thinking, found money sooner than you did.
I didn't have any way to instruct James. I apologize for that, but I was just in my own head the whole time.
You gotta, like, really work it together, I think. I think the big thing.
You know, we didn't get the, what if every day had... 30 days. We never got that clue.
We went a completely opposite direction to solve that, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, we considered there was a clue on the back of the notebook that was number, times three bottles equals number.
Yeah, I know that I arrived at it a weirder way, too, because I remember, I think I opened that box, and I opened it a little differently than we should have, but I think that was something that was troublesome for us.
I kept thinking about that, because Matt kept repeating it, and I was like, we've already solved the 360 lock.
That's why I think I like this place a whole lot, is there does seem to be multiple ways to some of the solutions that you can get to.
This guy's number.
What is it?
I'm going to give it out.
On the internet.
555.
Yeah, 555. You've got it.
And that unlocks a secret number.
When we come back to do Exodus, he's going to give us a discount.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay, cool.
We are going to get discounts.
We'll do it as a team next time.
I like
Sorry, James. Dudes. I was in my
$14.
Own headspace.
I mean, you were seriously a dick, man. You were like, I was like, Logan, what do you need me to do? Stand there and be quiet.
Sit down and shut up. You did say stand there and be quiet.
But I think there was an ultimate determination to get out of that room.
Yeah.
Was that when the tension was starting to build? Because I'll say this. When we got in that room, in the second room, I was like, oh, God, it's almost over, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any idea of time.
But I was in there the entire time going, there's no way it's been anywhere close to 45 minutes. And y'all were like, yeah, it has. Mm. I'm going, there's no way.
It's real easy to burn that time and not even realize it because you're constantly doing something, you know, like you're trying to work and do this. But see, I think the tactic is find everything you need and pull it all out.
Then work the puzzles.
And then work the puzzles.
Yeah.
Find the puzzles and have them work what you have.
Well, I thought James had the suitcase taken care of. So.
Not bad. Oh, my God.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
We could have. We would have had four numbers then, and we could have brute-forced the keypad.
But would you have known it was five numbers?
But could you live with yourself?
We wouldn't have known it would have been five numbers.
You also wouldn't have known what order they were in.
They didn't have to be in an order with that kind of keypad.
That's why I was over there brute forcing at 3.
Because that keypad, you just had to press all the correct numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily in any particular order. We remember, because we were going over there going, it can't be double numbers.
Right.
That's why there's no particular order.
You just had to get the right.
I still don't think you'd have done it.
There's no way we would have done it.
No.
That room is...
It took you guys a long time to figure out that that was the answer instead of Jake.
Yeah, so we got to give props to the...
To the ladies for figuring that out. That was pretty good.
They certainly used their woman brains to do that.
So we completed one.
Wow.
They do have
both failed.
We did get further than they did, so...
I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
I think that it may be easier in a smaller group because... I don't know. Like,
one person can just stand there and be quiet while one person figures.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, if I were to do it, could you?
Fine, I'll stand here and be quiet.
Okay, so
check the suitcase again.
The one that. Well, I mean, I think it's good to like read back up and check because
you should have double checked what I checked.
Well,
I thought you were good.
If we hadn't asked the question, which you can hear in Extra Geeky about the test. We wouldn't have looked back at that test, and we never would have gotten out of there.
I knew plagiarism was right, but then the Moses thing.
Yeah, so
that one. Didn't that hotel bill come into play for something?
Not the bill. The bill we just calculated.
234 key. Oh, 1234 key.
That was on the room notice,
though. It's H key, and that's the red herring, wasn't it?
Yeah, herring key.
Because I think that's how we unlocked that red herring key, because we were in there
and that was
the number of water bottles that he had ordered, and we were looking at the price of them. And
yeah, we did all that, too.
We came to a weird conclusion to get our 360 lock open, though, like the H2O equals 120.
I think you opened the wrong one with that one.
No, we opened the correct one.
Yeah, we opened it.
The password was 360. There were just multiple ways to get to it.
Yeah, we got to 360 a way different way than you guys did.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that there's multiple options to
get
through.
I don't think, one of those is legitimate. I think the calendar one is the legitimate one, and then we just
the calendar one is legitimate.
Stumbled into the other one.
Could you do one of those by yourself?
Probably.
Whoa, holy crap.
I think I could.
Winterference.
I'm going to order a windscreen for this.
I would love to try that, you know.
Try to do it by yourself?
Yeah.
You don't think you could do it by yourself?
I think I could, or at least get pretty darn far.
Yeah.
I mean, look what I did without James.
Wow, he thinks you're a moron.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just kidding, James.
He's not kidding.
How good are you? He's not.
He did help. He opened a couple locks. I mean, he cracked some passcodes.
He picked up some cushions and found, you know.
He found the commandments.
I can't wait to come back in here.
Yeah.
And conquer that Exodus.
Yeah,
I can't wait to do that.
We're talking like we're going to conquer something. None of us got out of Shamrock.
That was
so,
probably
you know.
The hardest room.
That actually is the most difficult one.
That's the hardest room. And it's a lot of data to
process
in a 40. And you think 45 minutes ought to be enough time.
No, 45 minutes goes really, really quickly.
It goes by so fast.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
It's like a red room about Exodus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I think this place is great. I'm glad it's here.
Escape
rooms are super popular now. Like, these things are popping up everywhere.
This just exploded in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
too.
It's because of the cell phone games. But the escape room games.
Oh, like the point and click?
Yeah.
It's an adventure game.
Yeah, that's like a real life adventure game.
Yeah.
And my mom would love that. She does those point and click at like escape whatever rooms all the time on her computer, and I have to tell her quit downloading them from certain places because you're putting viruses on your computer every time.
Look, Mom, stop doing the escape the porn games.
Stop trying to find Dracula.
He's not real.
Escape the torture room.
I got heated with
BDSM.
James and I apologize.
What?
I got heated with James and I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
James.
Oh, no.
Hug it out.
I'm not
gonna hug it.
Logan calls you too. Right in Logan's ding ding. It was
time. We've done the podcast.
That was episode 199 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Make sure you keep checking out justicegeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from Jack to Transformers, TV, music, videos, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day over at justicegeeks.com. And come hang out with us Tuesday night, January 19th, for our 200th episode.
This was my jam.
Yeah, this is my jam.
I think this is everybody's jam this year. So.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
with like 10 minutes left to go, I should have pulled out That's My Jam. Be like, so Matt, what's your jam this week? Matt's over there singing Creed, and you guys are like, if you don't stop singing Creed, I'm going to kill you.
You and your stupid face.
My jam is Scott Stapp this week. Scott Stapp?
Scott, what's your jam of the week?
Aliens. The so, CIA.
The government.
So are we saying goodnight, everybody?
No, you're not.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Is this the show?
Goodnight, everybody.
That's episode 199.
One, two, three.
Goodnight, everybody.